Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Everybody, it's Friday, and I need some solid advice from our girl over at RottenTomatoes.com, Gray Drake, because I already bought my tickets for this movie that she's going to review this week, and I want to make sure I didn't waste my money, Gray.
No pressure.
It's your fault if the movie sucks, and I wasted my money.
What?
No, I respect that. Well, that can only mean that you bought tickets to see an Adam Sandler movie, right?
Well, it's a cartoon Adam Sandler, so I figured it would be better.
Exactly. Are you the only one in the room? No. Who saw Hotel Transylvania?
I stayed at a hotel one time.
Gray, you know me well enough by now. Do you think I saw Hotel Transylvania?
I don't know. I thought maybe Kelly might have dragged y'all along to see, she has a child full of light and love.
Kelly, did you see Hotel Transylvania?
No.
Adam Sandler's not getting any dollarinis from you guys. All right, well, that's fine. He's going to dislike you just as much as he dislikes Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
He's so over us, you guys. Like, he doesn't let critics see his movies anymore because he's, like, mega famous and rich. So I have to preface this whole conversation by saying, I actually haven't seen the movie either. I have no idea, but I do know what it's about.
It looks good, though, right?
Right. Well, the first one was fun, and kids loved it. And it was about a hotel that was a refuge for monsters because they were always getting chased around by those annoying, angry mobs. In this film, his daughter, who's voiced by Selena Gomez, has had a baby boy who is half human, half monster, but they don't know if he's a vampire yet.
Whoa.
Is he a believer?
Believer.
Well, let's hope so.
Is Bieber the father?
Yeah, right. So Adam Sandler, as Dracula, wants to help his grandson get his fangs in, so that way his daughter is motivated to stay at Hotel Transylvania and not move to California like she's thinking about.
Oh.
It does not have a tomato meter score, but I'm assuming that children are going to be delighted by this one just as they were the first one, while parents are watching it, and they probably are saying, blah, blah.
I get it.
Sorry, guys, that's the best I got for this movie.
I'm so excited. Don't
Gray,
waste your good jokes on this movie.
Gray,
right?
Come back to us.
Now, this next movie you're going to talk about, Gray, is a movie that inspired us to hire interns this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Older interns. Seasoned, as we call them.
I have been liking some photos on Instagram of your interns.
Oh, great.
I think that they look every bit as sweet and heartwarming and talented and fantastic as Robert De Niro does in the movie The Intern.
Uh-huh.
He is 70, trying to find a way to fill his life with activity because he's no longer working. He's retired. And he finds a position available at Anne Hathaway's company that she built from the ground up and is now a pretty large fashion website.
Is it true, Gray, that 70 is the new 67?
I did read that in this latest issue of AARP magazine. Yes.
That's great.
So what our critics are saying about The Intern is that it's totally predictable, but Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro are so good together.
Wait, they really are good together?
Yeah, everybody says that that's the reason this movie works.
Any romance?
I highly doubt that.
Yeah.
I believe. No, and I haven't seen this movie either because I have been on vacation.
You go, girl.
You are lucky.
Did you go anywhere?
I went to Indonesia.
Oh,
great.
Could you give us a review on Indonesia, please?
Please.
I will tell you that it was bagus, which means good, and also, we could not speak the language very well, but we could say it was sin can can, which means no problem.
Sin can can.
Sin can can.
How would your vacation be rated R?
It would be rated R, and it would be certified fresh, my baby.
Oh, snap, yeah. Gray.
Gray's going to have a gray baby.
Everybody's topless in Bali, and when I say everybody, I mean me.
All right, great.
I love Gray. I'm looking at your Instagram photos now.
I wish I could have seen your Rotten Tomatoes.
Easy.
You got it.
We're glad to have you back, Gray Drake. Safe and sound
I'm
from
glad
Indonesia.
Glad to be back. And I'll tell you that looking at our critics' reviews for The Intern, they describe it. It's kind of like a throw pillow. Most people don't even know why throw pillows exist. Mm-hmm. However, they do know that they're awfully comfortable when they lay down on them, and that is what this movie is like.
Oh, comfortable movie. Nice. Is the movie fresh right now on the Rotten Tomato meter?
It's almost fresh. It's like 59%. It's hovering. And so the reason that is because of the predictability. However, I think both of the films this week are like a grilled cheese and tomato soup weekend. Like, not fancy, but you know what you're getting, and it makes you happy.
You were just full of the good analogies today.
Great at some point.
Yeah,
after
I'm energized, y'all. That's what happens when I'm topless on the beach.
I'm sure.
That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Make sure you go check out their website. Thank you so much, Gray.
You got it. Good to be back.
We'll talk to you next week.
Later. All right, bye, y'all.
Hey, good news. We're only 20 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank. Shot number one. We do play twice a day.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A little bit ago, Big Al Mack gave us the big brain drop.
What, the brain drop.
The brain drop?
I gave you a brain drop?
Brain drop.
Brain dropped out.
He let us know that Australia, only continent that ends in an A.
Yeah, you know, geography was my minor in college.
Really?
I went to North Texas State University.
Yeah,
you only went for one semester, didn't you?
I went for
did you even go a whole semester?
No, I did. I went a year, and I dropped out the second year, the first semester of the second year.
Okay. So you think there might be some information
I was
learn?
Yeah. I was probably done.
No. He learned everything he needed to learn.
Why keep going if you're just telling you what you already know?
Thank you, Kelly.
What was your major?
Geography was my minor, but my major was radio, TV, film.
Look at you.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that. Worked out for you.
Look at this. See?
For some reason, Big Al, the phone lines are blowing up. Kid Nation is just furiously trying to get through. Tiffany wants to talk to us.
What's up, Tiffany?
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You wanted to talk to us about something?
Yes. There's actually three continents that end in A.
What?
No, there's not. Australia.
Yes.
Hang up
Australia,
on
Australia. Hold on. Australia, Asia, and Antarctica.
Oh
crap.
Antarctica.
We always forget about that one. That's a continent.
See, Tiffany, if people like you help people like us.
Thank you. And I hope no kids go to school now.
Yeah, you told the kids to go to school and tell the teacher.
My bad.
Thank you, Tiffany.
So how many are there now?
There's three.
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 Okay,
yeah.
We got it.
Thanks, Tiffany. Have a wonderful Friday and weekend. Man. How dare you say it?
I hate it when I'm wrong.
Hold on. Stephanie wants to talk to us. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was talking about the continent.
Yeah.
He said Australia is the only continent that ends with an A.
Isn't that a cool fact?
It's beautiful in Australia, too, man.
That would be an awesome fact if it were true.
It's not. Well,
what do you mean?
Well, there's seven continents, and six of them end with A.
Six? Wait, I thought it was three.
Don't
I thought we were just told three.
Asia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
South America.
Uh-huh.
North America.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's where we live.
Africa.
Shout out. That's
Antarctica.
My mother.
Antarctica.
And then Australia. Uh-huh. And then Europe is the only one that doesn't end.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Here we think we have something.
This is very embarrassing.
I feel so
Stephanie,
stupid.
Thank you so much.
I'm even more embarrassed for the woman that thought there were only three.
Yeah.
Well, okay, if that's what you were saying, because when the senior called, he said, well, what else is there? And I just listed a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you make a valid point, Stephanie.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Stay in school, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing, because he said, take that to school, kids.
Right.
I know, right?
Yeah, he did.
What about Canada? There's another one.
And so I was like, yeah, please don't take that to school.
Yeah,
no. Stay in school, children. See, that's all you learn if you only go for a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was one and done, you know.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I am thoroughly ashamed of us.
I am ashamed of us, and I'm glad Stephanie's there to help us.
And I'm sorry, y'all. I must apologize.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
just nuts.
We got to take more. There's more calls. There might be more continents.
Are there? Hold on. Let me see. Allison, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I was just going to tell Big Al that all of the continents in an A except for Europe.
Mm. Yep. See?
Oh, wow.
Shut
so
up.
How many does that make then?
There's seven altogether.
And so six and
out
an
of
A.
Seven.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's the definitive answer. We have two calls. We have now
two phone calls that validate that fact.
So we should have said Europe is the only one that ends in an E.
I thought I was really giving y'all some good knowledge, man.
And we believed it. We fell for it. Thank you.
Because you said it so confidently.
And I believed it to be true.
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome.
All right.
I call my mom.
Well, this we do know to be true. California is definitely the only state that ends in an A.
That I know.
That right there, 100%.
California is the only state in the union ends in the letter A.
But once it falls off in the ocean after the big one, there'll be none.
Yeah. Have fun, Elena.
Take that to school. Take that to school, children.
Bro, listen to the kids.
There are many confused people.
I'm thoroughly embarrassed.
You guys are so bad.
Thoroughly embarrassed. I mean... Normally, when you go to work, you don't expect to be embarrassed.
Oh, no, Al, of course.
The first hour and 15, 20 minutes that you're there. And
I thought we were dropping knowledge bombs, but no, we're not.
Just
brain drops. Brain drops.
Kelly, how do you get in front of people and speak when we don't even know how many continents end today?
Are you talking about what happened yesterday?
You had a big speech. Is this the one that when we were in Mexico on family vacation,
yes,
you were preparing for
it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Prepared.
Yesterday was the day.
Yeah, well, what happened in the honest to God truth is, you know, I've been on the radio here a long time. And for years and years, people would ask me to come speak, and I'd always say no. And at first, I would make up a lie and say, oh, I've already committed something else. But I felt so bad about lying, so I finally just started telling them the truth. I'm too scared to speak to your group. And, of course, nobody believed that. Because
I believe it.
It's different.
I know there are people listening, but I'm talking to you three. But I know people are listening, but it's different when everybody's looking at you. And you got to talk for 20 or 30 minutes.
And this is not like emceeing.
No.
You are like a keynote.
You're speaking.
I can emcee all day. Give me a script and I'll read it in front of people.
Right.
I'll be in a play at school. I had no problems with it because I just had to memorize lines. But when you got to come up with your own content and then entertain people for 20 or 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
And you don't have someone else to play off of.
No.
That's what people don't recognize. We play off
and
each other.
Here's another difference with being on the radio. You want to listen to us. You're part of our family, Kid Nation. When you're doing a speech,
dialogue.
Yeah, when you're doing a speech, you're speaking in front of people who may not know who you are and may not want you to be there.
Now you're making me nervous again. I literally get like where my jaw starts quivering like I'm going to vomit.
Yeah.
I really get that nervous.
Did you get that stomach thing too? Because that's what I get.
I was afraid I was going to get the bubble guts, but I didn't.
Okay, good.
Thankfully. So anyway, I decided I'm going to, you know, after Kid passed away, I'm like, you know what, time is short and I got to stop.
Yeah.
I got to start facing my fears.
Right.
And so this was my fourth time, I believe, speaking.
And this
was so bad. It was in front of a group of about 30 people. They were starting back up this lunch series where they just invite 30 people in the community. Honestly, it was so bad, I think they decided not to move forward with the group after my speech.
They canceled the group because of you?
I'm telling you, I was so mad.
Cancel a charity.
You know how people come up to you afterwards to kind of like say, thank you so much. They're like, it wasn't that bad. That's what people were, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Kind of you got to bless your heart.
After my first one.
Is that the one where we wrote you the first line?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That was the second one?
No, that was the second or third one.
Okay.
So then, I was really upset then. I was like, but I got to do it again. That's the only way you get over your fear.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I did it. You guys wrote me opening speeches one time, but I can't do that again.
Sure.
No,
and that went really well. People
and when you
like
see people
that.
In the business, like news people especially, and they get up and do it so flawlessly. Like it makes
it
look so easy.
I guess they have prepared speeches. They, a lot of people just memorize it. Like I talked to one person who is a professional
speaker,
Toastmaster, whatever you call it.
Speaker?
I don't know. He's a
okay.
professional speaker and gets paid to show up and speak.
Right.
And he says what he does, he has like four or five speeches ready to go. Who's my audience? Oh, I'm talking to teens. Okay, well, I know what I'm going
to
do. Oh, who am I talking to? Oh, a group of businesswomen? Okay, I got that speech. So he has like four or five speeches, so he doesn't sweat it. He's already got it memorized and knows where he's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't
You don't have that.
Who are you speaking? Who was your audience?
Businesswomen. The McKinney Chamber of Commerce invited a bunch of businesswomen out.
Okay, and how'd it go?
About 150 people.
Well, you know business.
But you had to probably kind of pick a theme. Or some sort of lesson, or
was it
your life story? Or
it has to be your. What else do I know?
Yeah,
the only thing I know is my life story.
You,
is me.
You have jokes in there?
I don't think so. You say stuff, and sometimes people laugh, but I didn't have like
jokes.
So a funny thing happened on the way to the.
Right.
I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
How'd you feel
it went
afterwards?
Okay, I feel better. This is the fourth time, and I felt the least ashamed after this one.
Okay, well, that's good.
So there's that. But
that's
I always
good.
Love at the end, it's just Q&A. I can do Q&A all day.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they open it up to questions and they ask me anything. And I'll, you know.
So what did you speak on?
Me.
Okay. All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
That was right. Don't worry. If you didn't get in this time, we're going to play an hour from now. And then we'll be back on Monday.
Do it again.
We'll do it again all
again,
week.
Again and again.
We're
going to do it till we run out of money.
We've given away over $65,000 with Beat the Bank.
Woo.
And it's going to keep increasing.
Ooh, we might need to check the balance, make sure.
Monica Mendez.
I got it.
You did?
You got through. You made it through all the people letting us know that there's more states than California that end in an A.
Oh, there's no?
There's more.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Hi, Monica.
Alaska. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Tell us about you, baby.
Hi. Oh, my God. I didn't think this was real. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to throw up.
No.
Don't throw up.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing right now, Monica?
Oh, my God. I just dropped off my little ones, and I'm on my way to drop off my oldest son. Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
I'm glad he's there to witness the mom on the radio.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he can help you out.
He didn't want to get off. He's like, I just want to stay in so I can hear.
How many kids do you have, Monica?
I have four boys.
Oh, four boys. You going to try for a girl?
No, I already did.
I tried four times. Yeah, no, right. All right,
Monica, here's what's going to happen. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go and it can go up to $1,000, that's the highest, you make sure you yell stop. Even if it's $1,000, yell stop. Okay?
Okay, cool. Oh, my God.
I love how excited you are.
Oh, I hope you win big.
I hope you win, too.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Monica, let's get you paid, and let's play
Beat the Bank!
I love you.
290.
Good stuff.
Oh, my God.
330.
Oh, my God.
360. $450.
Oh, God. Oh,
520. God. 560.
Stop. 600. I heard
finish that off, okay. Shannon.
Let's finish it.
120.
$620.
Oh, Monica, you scared the living out of me. Oh, my God, because I wanted you to win so badly. $620 coming your way, girl. Let's talk to your son.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk to your son right quick.
Why? He's not going to be near as excited as mom.
Right? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Does your mom scream like that all the time?
No.
No?
No? Oh, wow. Right.
I bet she does when she gets mad, right?
Hey, how does she scream your name when she gets mad at you?
All right.
Let's talk to your mom.
To the teenager.
Yeah, this is way more funny.
Monica.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, there she is.
Making sure you didn't fall out or something.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how it would have gone. Let's see how high it would have gone.
We're going to see just for fun. Let's check it out.
Okay.
We're at 620.
Oh!
Monica! Well done!
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
You bailed at the last time.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I am so happy for you, Monica.
What are you going to do with that money, Monica?
I have no idea. My son lost his cell phone. Our car got broken into recently, and I haven't been able to replace my window.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm probably going to spend it on that.
So it's gone.
Go blow it over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how she immediately chilled out. So here's what we're going to
do. Hey, but at least she doesn't have
to. Here's the real deal.
You don't have to worry about it anymore, Monica.
Yeah, it's paid for now.
You have a wonderful day.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are awesome. I've been trying for so long.
Well, today was your day.
I started it, but I couldn't even believe it. I almost hung up. I'm glad.
It was meant to be, Monica.
Glad you didn't. Well, you get your window fixed, you get your son a cell phone, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much. I love listening to y'all.
We love you too, Monica. Hold on. We'll get you all set up with your money.
Oh, man.
What an awesome winner.
I am loving her right now.
Monica Mendez.
She put me in a good mood.
We'll play again in an hour. So I got to tell you something. My wife yesterday.
Your wife, Kenzie.
My wife, Kenzie.
How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 5 years. Mm-hmm. We've been together 13.
Wow.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah, 13 years
something
together.
Something like that.
But so she comes home yesterday, and she goes and does her workouts during the day. And she came home, and normally when she comes home from her workout, she's super excited and pumped, and she's got the blood flowing.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
No, not with the kids running around.
Okay? Oh, okay. But
she comes home, and I notice that something's off. And she doesn't look like she normally does when she comes home from her workout.
And she still got her workout clothes on?
Yeah, she's got her yoga pants on or her yoga shirt.
We love seeing y'all in workout
clothes. Oh, yoga pants are the best.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And she goes, worst day ever.
What?
And I'm like,
what's wrong?
Well, how could it be the worst day? I'm looking to see if like her yoga pants split. No, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And she goes, I went to my yoga class today.
Okay.
And I didn't read the schedule. And I started looking around when the yoga class started, and I was thinking to myself, she says, wow, there's a lot of older people in this class today.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, whatever, maybe they're just trying to get a workout in. Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
And then the instructor comes in, and she said, welcome to geriatric yoga.
She went to senior citizen yoga.
And I was like, why don't you just get up and walk out and go inside the gym or something? She goes, because I was way too far away from the door.
Old people blocking the door.
Bad.
Yeah.
No.
And then I was like, well, surely you still get a workout. You're still doing your stretches.
It would just be like a little easier, maybe.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That was the problem, because that's where a lady ended up getting mad at my wife because Kinsey was, quote, showing off.
You over there showing off with your...
I guess they were doing
with your bending over and touching your knees.
They were saying to... I guess they were doing like the butterfly stretch where your legs are out like a butterfly.
Yeah.
And the instructor was saying, bend over for two inches and then go back. But my wife, 2 inches was not doing enough, so she was going all the way to the floor.
Oh. Yeah.
And an old lady looked at her and she goes... She said 2 inches.
Show off. You and all your youth.
Got mad at her.
How come her boob not hitting the floor like mine?
But
that's funny.
Really, I might start going to that because that's like 2 inches on that stretch. That's perfect for me. So I might start going to that one.
Oh, yeah. When is this class again?
Now that I know it's on Thursdays.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to join me out, I'll be at that yoga class.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Taylor Swift.
Hopefully you kept track of all the clues. We gave you 4 of them. And now you get to tell us, where in the world is Taylor Swift? Because we have no idea.
Nope.
We will take callers at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will take guesses until we get a winner. Other than that...
Might take a while.
No, I think we're good. I think we're good. Yes, Jenna?
I know we're doing Where in the World is Taylor Swift.
Yes.
As we wait on some calls to come in, where in the world is our senior intern?
Oh, our seasoned intern.
Oh, we have an announcement. We have an announcement
on
that.
Yeah, I'm hungry, and we have had a senior intern every day. Just with the release of the movie The Intern, we got inspired. So we have had a seasoned senior citizen intern every day this week, but I don't know where ours is today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Well, what happened was... White Cheddar is here to make an announcement. Apparently, they called in sick.
Yeah, Libby is 62.
Uh-huh.
And she died.
She died?
Jeez, man. She was supposed to be here.
Okay.
Libby was 62.
Uh-huh. Her hobbies, by the way, painting pottery, going to church, being a grandma, and crafts.
That would have been our intern.
She makes a mean baklava.
I bet she would have brought
some. She was supposed to.
Baklava.
Oh, man.
But she wasn't feeling good.
I got
today,
a cousin named baklava.
Uh-huh. Did you?
So this was her only day.
So she called in old?
Seasoned out. She called in seasoned.
Her daughter even created her a Facebook page so she could participate in our contest.
Oh, man. So.
Libby.
Well, what are we going to do for Libby
she's
now?
She's okay. She just wasn't feeling good.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Everything's good.
So we could always do it in a few weeks. It's not a big deal.
We may have to write her up, though.
Oh, definitely.
At least she wasn't no call, no show.
True.
You know, it wasn't 24 hours in advance, though, so we are going to have to charge her.
We're gonna write her up for that one. Oh, okay. Well, that's why we don't have our seasoned intern for today.
Maybe we'll
bring in Libby another day.
Maybe she should go to the yoga class that your wife went to yesterday.
She should.
Yeah.
I got to say something, though, you guys. Not enough food with the senior interns this week. That's what I was expecting, a lot of baked goods and stuff.
Yeah.
We got a couple of boxes of donuts from Pam.
That was awesome.
Pam brought donuts.
But I was expecting some casseroles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Two out of three of them were men, and men don't really like stuff like that.
Right, we're dudes. That's how we roll. So there you go. Hopefully we'll bring in Libby.
All right.
Maybe we should bring in intern chefs.
Nice.
Yes.
That's my brilliant idea.
Intern chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Intern, you can go home child now. That was a great idea.
The kiddie chefs.
Yeah. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
Before we take our Where in the World is Taylor Swift calls,
okay.
Here's an announcement for you. We will have more Taylor Swift tickets in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Not next week, because next week we're going to send you to New York City to see this season's premiere of The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Before anyone else does. And even better, we have 3 trips to give away. Find out how you can win next week.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see how good you are at keeping the clues going. Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
All right. Let's take our first caller that came in. Josh, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Josh. Did you get the clues for Where in the World is Taylor Swift, or at least a couple?
I did.
You did? Awesome.
Good. All right.
Josh, you may now guess, where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Is it Fargo, North Dakota?
Oh.
Fargo, North Dakota?
It is not.
Oh. I am sorry, Josh. That is not Where in the World is Taylor Swift.
Thanks for trying.
Thank you for trying, Josh. You have a wonderful day, my man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Keep it going.
Last week we sent Savannah Pollock. Who are we going to send this week? Let's see. Let's take our second guess. Let's meet Hannah. How you doing, Hannah?
Hi, I'm good.
We're wondering if you got all the clues for Where in the World is Taylor Swift.
I did.
You sure did. Every single one of them?
Every single one.
You pretty confident?
Really embarrassed if I got it wrong.
Okay, let's see. Hannah, where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Is Taylor Swift in Dallas?
Dallas, Texas. Is she in Dallas, Texas? Okay, let's check the clues. The first clue we gave you was a song from Cameron Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The second song we gave you was the We Dem Boys,
mm-hmm.
often what the Dallas Cowboys refer to themselves as. The third clue was AT&T.
Based in Dallas.
That's the name of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And the fourth clue was Kid Rock saying Cowboy, which means Hannah... Taylor Swift is, in fact, in Dallas, Texas. Congratulations.
Way to go, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, Kelly?
What does she win?
That means you and a friend are going to be on your way to AT&T Stadium, technically in Arlington, Texas,
right.
to check out Taylor Swift in her 1989 World Tour. If you're not there, we'll fly you in. We'll put you in a hotel. You have a great time.
Just for you or for your daughter or what?
It'll probably be for me and my best friend. She has been there for me through some recent difficult times, so I'll pay her back by taking her to Taylor Swift.
Yay, Hannah.
From what I hear, it's a great show to go to.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so excited. I'm like on the side of the road shaking. I don't know how to cry.
Well, shake it off, girl.
Yeah. Shake it off.
I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
And thank you so much for listening to every single clue and listening to our show so you could get that trip, Hannah.
Every day.
Have a great day.
Yep.
There she goes. Hannah's going off to check out Taylor Swift.
And you know, since Taylor always brings a celebrity on stage with her, maybe she'll bring a celebrity like Kelly Raspberry.
You never
know.
Of course, I have to have tickets to the show for her to ask.
Well, I don't think that Julia Roberts necessarily had tickets.
Yeah, she did.
She
said it was a surprise.
Yeah, they all buy them, Al.
She was backstage. I don't know if Julia Roberts had to buy or people arranged it. But she wasn't expecting to go on stage with Taylor. She took her kids backstage.
That's
one of the perks of being, you know, famous.
Yeah.
And she goes, you want to go up on stage with me? And she just said, okay, and did it.
Wow.
Man, how do we do that? I think you and I are out of town that weekend, Al.
I don't know if people would cheer.
The only thing holding you back.
Yeah, right.
If you were here, Taylor would so ask you to go up on stage.
Oh, no, she wouldn't ask me, but I would definitely be
you're
at the
You're out of town? That was the, what if she asked? That's what you would say, you're out of town?
No, I'd fly back in for that.
I bet she'll bring, you know, Troy Aikman's going to bring his girls up there to meet her.
Right,
she
yeah.
has to bring out Troy Aikman at the Cowboys Stadium.
Should I track Troy down? He works out at my gym.
Yes.
He's so cute. Yeah.
Tell him better
Troy.
To make sure.
He's so cute.
Oh, gosh, he's so hot.
Troy. He works out at your gym, Jenna.
He does.
Did you guys hear this activewear song that's out?
No.
I don't know.
Speaking of being active, Jenna.
Oh, yeah, I have my pants on right now.
Jenna's wearing pants.
Thank you for wearing pants.
I have yoga pants.
This could possibly be for you, Jenna.
Okay.
This could possibly be for you.
Activewear song.
Is this going to pump me up to exercise?
Well, there's a song on the internet making fun of all the places we will wear our workout clothes.
Activewear.
Buying groceries in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Having coffee with my friends in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Going to the movies in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Get a manicure in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Showing off my baby in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
I drink Coke Zero in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Waiting for the bus in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Buying activewear in my activewear.
Notice none of those
it's
things
true.
Are active.
I wonder what percentage of women don't work out, but wear the workout pants.
I realized the other day, because when I'm going to the gym after work, I wear my active wear.
Yeah.
Right. Active
and then,
wear.
But then I go and run errands and do things the rest of the day in my active wear. And I'm like, man, this is a give up. And I even recognize that.
When did this become okay?
It's okay. Everybody does it now.
Yeah.
I'll go to nice restaurants in my activewear.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
I do. Because it's just like,
I did it so
when
much
did we
comfortable?
Do this?
Can we throw Kelly into the song?
Yeah.
I go to fancy restaurants in my activewear.
I do.
Yeah. And I eat $100 steak in my activewear.
I'm lazy. I've got to stop doing that. But I don't, once I'm dressed, I don't want to change clothes. And it happens at the gym because when I go, these men will come in their business suits. They'll come out in their shorts.
Not in their activewear.
Not in their activewear. They'll change.
It's so easy
to shower and go back to work.
It's so easy for guys, though. And see, I'm the opposite. If I'm dressed and clean, I will not work out that day.
In your activewear.
No, if I'm in a cute outfit with my hair done and I have clean hair, I'm less likely to exercise that day.
I like the yoga with the tight tank top, the yoga top.
Yeah.
That looks fine.
Yeah, it's a good look.
The one that I don't get, that a lot of girls are wearing, especially in like the college area, when I'm in the college area, are those the running shorts that are really short but kind of baggy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they wear these super baggy tank tops or t-shirts that go down to their knees.
Yeah, I get it.
So it looks like they're not wearing pants.
It looks like they're not wearing. I don't get that.
Yeah, I like the tight fitting.
I'm good with it.
And I won't do errands after certain workouts if you're real sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I just
kind of
did a half workout, then I'll go to the grocery store.
Yeah, Kelly doesn't sweat, so it doesn't matter.
She but after boxing, I can't go anywhere but home.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I have like sweat, you know.
Let's see. What do
crotch
I do?
Sweat.
Like, I don't know when that started.
Your crotch sweat?
Like, why there?
Because it's one of your hot spots.
There you go.
There you go.
Have you ever seen one of those thermal imaging cameras that you use at the airport and stuff? Your crotch is hot all the time.
Yeah. It's just radiating.
Say that.
Hashtag
like
hotspot.
Everything I'd be called, but it's like flame shooting out on the thermal imaging. It's embarrassing.
Well,
hot spot, yeah.
Girl, are you internet? Because you got a hot spot.
Yeah. Can I jump on your hot spot right quick? Your personal hot spot.
Does anyone have a hot spot? Yeah.
Gross. Even guys have the hot spot?
Yeah.
Go just pull up thermal imaging, Google image it. Everybody's hot down there.
Or hot. Some are hotter than others.
Some are
right?
hotter than others, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
who do you think has the hottest hot spot in the room right now?
Jenna.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to buy a hotspot protector.
Yeah, you don't want anybody to jump on your hotspot.
Al, has yours cooled down over the years?
Oh, yeah.
Cold spot.
Oh, yeah,
That's
a lukewarm spot.
Man.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Exercising during the break? I know that's not true.
I ran out of breath.
Were you doing the Fetty Wap whisper?
No, I've ran out of breath.
What were those last lines? Lamborghinis, beans and weenies.
Beans and weenies.
Oh, beanie weenies are great in a can.
Oh,
eat them cold.
See, I knew you would say that. Yeah,
beanie weenies.
Beanie weenies. Beanie
I've never had beanie weenies.
Oh, I haven't either.
With the little pull top.
Yeah, except there's always that little thing of fat in there.
You gotta get rid of the fat.
Yeah.
But man, I'm gonna tell you, that is some good
beanie weenie.
That's some good eating.
That's
right
a baked bean in your lunchbox. Yeah. Are real beans?
Baked beans?
Yeah.
And beanie weenies.
Real beans and real weenies.
All right, hope.
Some sort of gravy. I don't even know what that is.
Beanie weenie gravy.
Beanie weenie gravy.
Yeah.
What is that? Now you're making me wonder.
It's like sauce.
If you don't know what it is, I wouldn't eat it.
Beanie weenie sauce.
You're making me wonder. Like,
I don't know.
It's like Vienna sausage, where you open up that little can of Vienna sausage.
No, that's got water in it.
It's water, but it's something else.
I've never opened up a can of
Vienna sausage.
Beanie
weenies have a gravy sauce, sort of.
It's not barbecue baked beans, kind of?
Sometimes, maybe.
Beanie weenie.
Smoky flavor.
I'll bring some in on Monday.
Let's have a beanie weenie party on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Lacey,
we should all make them and have a weenie off.
Yeah. BYOB, W.
Lacey, maybe you could chip in with your money with the beanie weenie party. Hi, Lacey.
Hi.
You're caller number 19. You get to play Beat the Bank this round. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Are you kidding?
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
Yeah.
Tell us about you, baby. Tell us about you.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous right now. I'm a part-time mom of two kids. I'm married for 13 years. And I'm so excited.
Okay. Yay. Do you ever cook beanie weenies?
Oh, my God, no. I just told my son that the other day. He used to eat those all the time. And I'm like, do you remember those? He's like, I ate that. And I'm like, yeah.
Heck yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. He's like, no.
Want to really rock his world? Tell him he used to eat Spam.
Oh, no.
You fry some Spam up, put some eggs on it?
I don't think I've ever tried Spam either.
Excited.
I'm telling you, meat with a pull top.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got through. I just don't believe. Okay.
No, you're fine, Lacey.
You're good, baby.
We want you to win some money.
Okay.
Here's how it's going to work. Okay. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Make sure you listen to that banker closely. He's going to tell you dollar amounts. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop so loud that we can hear you all the way in Alaska.
Oh, you will. You will.
And even if it's $1,000, we want you to yell stop, okay? Because if it keeps going and it closes, you will win nothing, Lacey, and we want you to win some money.
I'm kind of feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling good.
We got to feel
Al's
good.
I'm kind of good.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Okay.
But I kind of feel good.
Lacey, Al's feeling good.
All right. Come on.
But I don't
show
know.
Me the money.
But I don't
show
know
me
nothing.
Money.
Right. Show me the money. Stay excited, Lacey. Take a deep breath and let's play Beat the Bank.
$250.
Nice.
$290. $340. $400. $480. $550. $740. $790.
Stop.
Oh, you gambler.
Deal. You have nerve, girl.
Ooh, girl. What's her name again?
Lacey.
Lacey. Oh, my gosh.
Lacey.
I was feeling good.
Lacey.
I was feeling good. But I had a feeling she was going farther because of my feeling.
I know.
And that was good, but I didn't want you to lose it all.
Yeah. Everybody in their cars was like,
bro. Congratulations, Lacey.
Lacey. Thank you so good much. Job. Oh, my gosh.
What are you going to do with $790, Lacey?
Oh, my son's birthday is coming up in October.
My daughter's is too.
Oh, his is the 17th, so I'm going to put that towards the party and help out with some other bills. But thank you so much.
The 17th, that's Eminem's birthday. Yeah.
We're part of Louisiana. What part of Louisiana are you in?
And Booty.
All right.
Booty.
I can tell.
Not Booty. Booty.
Booty.
Booty. I could tell. I could hear that Cajun.
Hey, Lacey, just for fun, we want to see how Al's feeling was. Yeah. Let's see how high this actually ends up going.
Booty. Let's check it out.
For fun. 790.
1,000.
Oh! Oh!
You
Nailed it. Oh, my feeling was right again.
But you have nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, $790. You're the richest girl in boutique.
I know. Go ahead.
Hang on for us, Lacey. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too, Bella.
Hold on. There she goes. $790.
That'll work.
Woo! Al, your feeling's back.
Feeling my feelings back.
We'll play again on Monday, 7:20 and 8:20. We play twice a day with Beat the Bank. Over $65,000 we've given away.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, horrible news for the man bun.
Uh-oh.
Horrible, horrible, horrible news for the man bun.
I saw this morning on the news.
Well, better tell Ryan in the man room.
Now they're saying that the man braid is coming in.
The man braid?
It's where guys are braiding the top of their head.
They got to do something.
Yeah.
Shake it up a little bit.
Okay. And even that may suffer from what's happening with the man bun. Traction alopecia.
So, what?
Traction alopecia, Big Al Mac. That
alopecia means is where you lose your hair. Like, I had a stress patch of alopecia.
Yeah.
On the top of my head.
This could actually happen to women, too. They say, you know, apparently us guys, we don't know how to do our buns.
If you go too tight,
it's going to pull on your skin, and little by little, your hair is going to start falling out.
Really?
By your ears, by your temporal area.
It's not going to happen to everybody.
It could, though.
It is a possibility.
Huh.
So they're saying this may end the man bun.
No, it won't.
No.
But is it
just because guys don't know how to do it? Because, I mean, I have had long hair my whole life and do buns and ponytails tight.
It must have something to do with the testosterone or something.
Really?
And the stress. I don't know, because you don't really see it a lot in women.
Well, we need to be telling the women, because normally the women are the ones that are braiding the man's hair.
We don't
braid our own hair.
Of course.
I mean, like, not in cornrows and stuff. I used to have this girl live across the street from me, Cynthia. And she would braid my hair. Oh, she was fine. She would braid my hair every once in a while.
Well, do you see a lot of black men that wear braids lose their hair like that? Or is this a white man thing? Because of the man bun?
I mean, look at Stevie Wonder. He's had it pretty tight for his whole life, and his has gone back quite a bit.
I think the braid makes your hair grow.
I don't know.
That's a myth, too, like pulling on it, I guess. No, but
it
doesn't? I think it's, for guys, the problem is with the man bun is they're trying so desperately to have enough hair to fit into this little man bun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they're pulling their hair so tight just to get it into a ponytail holder.
Right.
Do you want to borrow mine?
I don't have it yet.
I'll
do it.
I don't have it yet.
No, you don't have it, though.
I don't have it yet?
You could do a half.
Yeah.
I want to do the man braid.
You could do that half bun that's so popular.
You could do like a weave or something.
They're saying if you don't want to suffer from traction alopecia, you just got to have a loose bun.
A loose bun.
Just don't wear
a loose
tight
bun.
Yeah.
I like it looser anyway on a man.
Yeah.
Hashtag
have some men look really good with one. Some men look stupid, but some look really good.
That's really good.
I mean, when you're just like trying and you just have like a little piece.
Yeah. Do you have a loose bun, Jenna?
Well, I do ballerina. Like I spin it around like this and keep it real loose and just barely tuck.
Right.
And then just like wrap ponytail holder around once.
Yeah.
When I used to braid my hair, not French braid or cornrow, but plait, for a lack of a better
word.
You
braided your hair?
Yeah.
You got pictures?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You have pictures of you?
I doubt it because my mother and my father, my parents, never wanted me to leave the house with my hair plaited. But I used to, Kelly.
I've never.
Yeah, I had a fro. And your fro would, like if your mom... Well, my mom would hot comb my hair in the kitchen, right? So my fro would grow. So I have a fro out to here, three or 4 inches.
Grow the fro.
But to prevent it from going back in at night, you would plait it up so that the next morning you take the plaits out, boom, you still got your afro, and you don't have to hot comb it that day. So, but yeah, I had a plait. I know y'all can't believe this.
I would love to see a picture of that.
Me too.
I doubt if there is one. I'll ask my mom if she's got one.
Do you think that's why you lost your hair? Because of the...
No. My dad was bald in the top. Poor Corey, he's going down the same road.
Your son. Nothing
just
with trash and alopecia.
No. It's hereditary with the Max.
I thought it was plait. It's plait?
Plait? Plait your hair?
I thought it was plaited.
No, it's plait.
Oh.
Yeah, you have your hair plaited up.
I always thought it was plait. Now I'm learning something new.
No, it's plait. And if you have a really big fro, like the Snoop Dogg fro, you could do like one plait on the right side, one on the left, maybe one in the top, one like in the crown of your head.
It's just a loose braid?
And make maybe one in the back. Just like ponytails. I mean.
You just put it together?
Yeah, it's the same thing. But I'd have to have, my hair wasn't that long. I mean, like that long. So I'd have to have probably a dozen or so plaits.
Did you ever get a jerry curl?
Oh, yeah.
You had everything,
you have a picture of that?
I probably have a picture of that.
Please bring in a picture of that.
Please do.
I had the...
We should bring in our worst haircuts of all time.
We had the... They had this thing called a kitty kit, and you could do it at home. And you would it would come in this little box at the drugstore, and you put these little gloves on. It's chemicals.
Yeah.
And you put this on your hair, and it would make your hair like easier to comb and
relax
and
it a little.
Relax.
Bit.
It's a relaxer. And then after the Kitty Kit came the Fantastic.
What was the Fantastic?
The Fantastic was basically the same thing, but it just gave it a different name. And you would normally have to go to the barbershop to get a Fantastic because those are the chemicals.
Too many chemicals.
They wouldn't even sell you that at the drugstore.
Eat through the rubber gloves.
And then following the Fantastic was the Jerry Curl. And
wow.
The Jerry Curl was like the Fantastic times 10. I mean, you walk out of the barbershop like, oh my God, you just run your fingers.
Oh my God,
it was just so.
Crown of curls.
And then you would buy this little curl activator thing, and you would just have it in your pocket. And you would walk down the street with your curl activator in your pocket. Because if your hair just felt a little bit dry, you psh, 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 psh,
that is great.
Please go through pictures this week.
Oh, we gotta find them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And make sure you're with us on Monday when we play Beat the Bank again, 720 and 820. Lacey just won $790.
Way to go, Lacey.
Monica won $620. We'll find out how much you win when we go back on Monday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.